Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1. I think it's the right time to thank Dwight and also Hermut with their home run program. And it's your time to listen to Business and Economic Segment. It's your favorite radio station, Eagle FM, your favorite program, as it has always been the case, especially this time. We look at areas of business interest, business discussions, and everything which deal with branded butter issue and how we can move our country forward. You are with David Shombe and joined by my colleague. Her name is Zafia Basson.
Zafia Basson, good evening, dear and beloved listeners.
Yes, and as we are always saying, as it has always been the order of this time, Business and Economic Segment, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, is your platform where we discuss business, economic matters, trade, SME development in general, and we look at lawmakers, we look at political decisions which are affecting the economy, we look at statistics, we look at socio-economic factors, and most importantly, we look at, players in the economic sector, whether you are a politician, whether you are a business person, whether you are a student, you are intelligentsia, the intellectuals, whether you are somebody who is interested in seeing changes, or somebody who is interested in driving the Namibia development agenda forward and African development agenda in general. So, like we are always doing, After every conversation that we bring about, we always make sure that we give an opportunity to those who are willing or those who can contribute, open up their line so they can engage us in the studio. Then we look at the content they bring on the table. And what is also interesting is that we don't just encourage people to engage us and agree with everything that we are doing, because we are trying to build different ways of thinking. We are trying to come up with, different ideas on how we can deal with issues. And it's not necessarily important to make sure that when you give us a conversation, you agree with everything that is being said. You can come up with your constructive criticism, which is good and healthy. It's a healthy debate that can bring about changes, because we have this understanding to say institutions, countries, and organizations are not built by individuals who agree on everything. They are built by individuals with different ways of doing things, with different views. That's why there's always a better ways on how to do things. So it's always very important to make sure that you bring about that conversation, because we are trying to move the developmental agenda forward. We are trying to open up and also invite especially young people, economic players, and those with experience in driving, national or even international projects on development, to bring about their views, to bring about their conversation, so that we can move the country forward, so that we can have the Namibia that we want and the Africa that we want in general, where development is not only economic, where development is not only based on the growth of the GDP, but development which can be seen in terms of infrastructure, and most importantly, the development which is human-centered, or human development where individuals are safe, individuals have the basic needs, individuals have secured life, and even the level of happiness, because there's a good relationship between, the level of happiness, life satisfaction, and the state of the economy that an individual is living in. So, before we go to the conversation for today, we are always going to make sure that, we look at, some of the Eagle FM products, what we offer, and also how you can access us, and also how you can connect. And, in a very short time, we can give an opportunity to Zafia just to take us through, especially in the products of Eagle FM, what we are offering, and that will exactly happen after the commercial break, because we have around 30 seconds before we go to a commercial break. Then from there, we can look at what we can offer you on the table. And it's always very important to make sure that you take notes, you ask questions, give comments, clarifications, and also your contribution. And yeah, let's look at the commercial break. Then we can come right in.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device.
Good evening, everyone. If you just tuned in, you're tuned into business and economics segment. And just to give you a bit of what else we do, apart from informing you, we also do, perhaps you're planning an event or looking to advertise. You want to advertise with impact. You can book your spot on Eagle FM. We don't just talk, we show up. From live broadcast, on site coverage, Eagle FM brings your event to life. Let us make your next event unforgettable. Contact us today to secure your airtime or live coverage for packages, no? As well as if you want to stay updated and informed, follow Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. Stay connected with us on Facebook, X, and LinkedIn. You can also subscribe to our WhatsApp page. Nah? We keep you updated wherever you are. Now you can tune in with your favorite talk shows live or on the go, or catch up later with our podcast. Perhaps you've missed it because you had a busy day, a busy week. Now is the time that you can catch up every night and also stay updated with business and economics, as well as the other shows that we have, you know. Now, let's say you want to go to church, or you forgot the song and you want the lyrics, then you can just download the Imba app. It's for free. And you can find it on the Google Play Store as well as the App Store. Now, we also have on-the-go newspaper called The Villager. And you can subscribe to it for fresh local stories. Of course, stories of business and economics. And these three powerful apps or powerful engagements that Eagle FM offers is basically all brought to you by Eagle FM to make you, to keep you informed and for you to stay in tune with what's going on your everyday. Thank you.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Oulium Nangeshifa, Noara Kushivifa, Oma Kuro Kupitira Mohorike Radio Station, Oyo Eagle FM, Enyamukuro Olongaha. Ningekwatafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi kon norahita tuimwe heari imwe ne heari imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa kon norahita tu natu bali o heta tu vatatu.
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Windhoek Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia, on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Windhoek Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Windhoek Beer, and you could win. Windhoek, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
No matter where you are, if you...
Yes, welcome to Business and Economic Segment. You are listening to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe and Zafia Basson. And let us look at what we have for you today. What conversation do we have for you today on the table? And let's see how we can go forward with it. Zafia?
So basically, as we're tracking progress on the 62nd African Day anniversary, Africa celebrated its 62nd. I'm trying not to pull a zoom on myself.
Okay.
Yeah. Africa Day, remembering a history of transformation.
Yeah.
Through colonial and post-colonial times.
Mm-hmm.
Now today, we'll look back at Africa as a continent and how it has changed in terms of economic and human development.
Yeah.
Now, where is the continent in terms of trade, food security, health and technology? So we're going to engage on that topic, and then we would also like those of our listeners that are able to please tune in and provide your feedback as well as your thought on it. I mean, we are all Africans, so your voice matters, and we would like to hear your voice on this as well. Now, just a quick look back.
Yeah.
Africa Day was born out of a vision, right?
Yeah, yeah.
A vision for an African or Africa free from colonial chains.
Yeah.
Working together towards prosperity.
Mm-mm.
Now, fast forward today, we see 55 countries under the African Union.
Mm-mm-mm.
And many of them have recorded incredible strides.
Mm.
But while we also celebrate, we must also assess. According to the African Development Bank 2024, African economic outlook was the continent is projected to grow by 4.3% in 2025. That's what they projected last year.
Yes, yes.
Up from 3.7 in 2024.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds promising, and it is, but growth is not always evenly distributed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
However, North and East Africa are leading with robust growth rates over 5%.
Mm-hmm.
While parts of Central and West Africa
mm-hmm.
still battles instability,
yeah.
debt, and inflation.
I think that is a very good point to start with. It's a very good point to start with to look at what did we do as Africans? Because if you can trace back from 1963 when OAU was formed, as you have indicated to say, they had an aim to say, we want an Africa which is free from colonial operation.
Mm.
Because by then, not more than 50 countries, not more than 40 countries were independent by then. Then they said, and I remember correctly, I was not there through reading of history.
Yes, history.
through the reading of history, one guy, Kwame Nkrumah, who was at the center of that formation, indicated that Ghana is not free until all African countries are free.
Yes.
Then they did that. They did that. They did their best until they fight colonial operations.
Mm.
Then after that, they transformed to AU. When they transformed to AU to say, no, you know, things in continental affairs or international relations, they change. Now these are not more our needs. We are no more fighting somebody from outside. Now let us build our economy. Mm. Then it's where we can start to say, what is the progress of Africa? What do they do? Because we are bringing this conversation because when people look at Africa, in most cases, even the citizens, when you talk about Africa, when you talk about African countries, we don't necessarily look at the good things which came from the continent. The good things which maybe African countries, you know, have done or progressed, even in Namibia, even in your, they say even in your darker situation, there are always those lights that you can see. Now, Zafia, you did well here. Mm. But when you are looking, when you are assessing Africa, we don't want to praise it, but we want to look at what really happened and what is the difference between the, what difference was there or what difference is there, in the past 62 years, what have happened through that period of time? And looking ahead, how are we going to advance this country? Because apart from now, let us look at some of the achievement. Mm. You know, with African assessment, it's very difficult to look at achievement when you are doing a comparison with continents which were not really colonized like the way we were colonized. Mm. Then there are some of the success here because they say formation of AU with a constitutional act or legalize it, because there's a difference between AU in terms of formation and OAU, because this one is a former institution, is can have also a right to interfere when there is war in other in a member country. Then it's formalization. Then we look at one of the success is the formation of African Continental Free Trade Area. It's one of the progress which Africa have done. And more than 45 countries have ratified to say we are going to participate in this African Continental Free Trade Agreement. Mm-hmm. Although it's not in full implementation, it's showing progress in African country. Mm-hmm. Then you look at, this is undeniable, gender equality. The last time we were discussing about the gender equality, I think we are doing too much on this one. When you look at, you know, inclusion of women and the oppressed in mainstream economy, in leadership position, this is something that have been advocated. When you look at African Union policies on gender, when you look at these economic bodies, either is Eastern African Commission, ECOWAS, you look at SADC, they always have policies to say, we have a policy on gender. Mm. We have a policy on gender to make sure that can we upgrade our African women who have been oppressed traditionally. Mm. That has been how it has been done. But in terms of what we are doing now, especially when you look at Africa, it's not even, you are not even shocked anymore to see a woman president or woman prime minister. But we are doing even better than those countries who taught us democracy. Because if you are looking at a country like the US, they never had an American president. They have campaigned, but they still stuck in their past in terms of accommodating everybody on the table. I think that is one of the good progress. Then this is also debatable, peace and stability. Peace and stability is debatable, but it's better compared to how it has been.
What it was.
Yeah, what it was, because we don't have. We have war here and there, but those are internal wars.
We are oppressed differently now.
Yeah, we are oppressed differently. No, we are just oppressed in terms of the economy, but, yes, but apart from how it has been, because if you look at what happened in countries like Angola, people were dying. Mm. They were dying after Namibia got independence. There have been deadly civil wars in Angola where people were dying in 1,000 per day. Mm. There have been deadly civil war in Mozambique. Almost 1 million people died just in 8 months in Rwanda genocide there, Rwanda internal conflicts. But when they establish AU, you start realizing that some of these things are not easy to see that, no, this is a success. Mm-hmm. But when there is an intervention, you start to realize to say there are some things that, you know, African Union have done. And there's much which need to be done. Then maybe the other thing that we need to look at is also progress in terms of democracy and building of the institutions. Now, this is also debatable because And it's also depend on where you are looking at it from, because if you say progress in terms of, democracy principles and also building the institutions of government, democracy has changed.
Mm.
Although we still have individuals who have been in power for almost 30 years, but it is not how it has been compared to the past 62 years that we have been in this transformation. Let's go to a commercial break, then you can come.
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Windhoek Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia, on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Windhoek Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Windhoek Beer, and you could win. Windhoek, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
Listen to Eagle.
Yeah, and the other thing I wanted to touch on is also looking at, democratic institutions, mm-hmm. and also looking at how governance is working.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's very difficult to transform Africa based on what have happened, a lot of dictators or people who have been in power for a very long time without giving power are giving up power. People never thought something could happen in Zim. We have seen democracy happen in South Africa.
Mm.
Yeah, we have seen democracy happen in Angola. There is the late Eduardo dos Santos, I think, has been there for almost 35 years. He's been in power for almost 35 years. But we are seeing transformation, and that is a good move.
Mm.
And technology and innovation, that is something that also need to be looked at. We also need to look at the case study of Rwanda, Uganda, and your favorite, Burkina Faso.
Ooh.
Yeah, and also other countries. But it tells you that when you are, there are things that we need to be proud of as Africans, but we can't also stand in one point to say this is enough. But there are things that we need to be proud of to say this is what we have done, this is what we are still struggling with. And challenges are more than, success. Maybe you can come in from there.
Now, basically, like we said, one of the biggest milestones is the African Continental Free Trade Area, where you mentioned.
Yeah.
The world's largest free trade zone by number of countries, if fully implemented, could lift 30 million people out of extreme poverty,
mm-hmm.
and boost African exports.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
But again, trade infrastructure, political will, and border bottlenecks are slowing things down. Now, on food security, there's a huge number of Africans, millions of Africans, and hundreds of millions of Africans still face hunger. Climate change conflicts and dependency on food imports.
Yeah.
Innovation is coming, however.
Yeah.
Né? I think agri-tech startups across Kenya, Nigeria, and South Africa are changing how farmers connect to markets and monitor crops via AI and mobile platforms. You can see it a lot on LinkedIn and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
where they make use of this new technology. And there's technology, Africa now has over millions of tech hubs that's starting,
Okay.
All these techs up in different countries, places where young minds are building apps. Rwanda, there was a guy in Rwanda that built, he was disabled in the one side.
And
he built how to enable people that actually has a disability. And now all these launching startups, the coding, their way into global relevance. Nigeria's fintech scene, South Africa's green energy, Namibia as well. So there's a lot happening, but there's also a lot lacking. You understand? So where do we find, when we assess this, where do we find the balance of saying, and how do we track it to make it economically viable for the citizens?
Yeah, that's actually a good question, because when you start talking about the challenges which Africa is facing, we'll continue with the next program again, talking about challenges. Even tomorrow, we can continue talking about African challenges.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I think when you look at the issues like food security is one of the central issues that people have been battling around. Mm. And when you go, just start at home.
Exactly.
Just start at home. Let's start at home. We are not 4 million in terms of the population. We are not even yet there. But when you look at how we were crying last year, we are facing a very serious drought. And it's not me who said it. It's to say, when you look at the records, this thing only happened 60 years ago. In 60 years, that was the worst drought that Namibia can have. And you won't see it if you don't see a person who say, give me something so that I can eat for tomorrow. I'll think about it. And a peaceful country like Namibia experiencing this. Mm. What about other countries? What about other countries which, are faced with, other challenges like conflicts? Those are some of the things that you need to ask yourself. And when you look at statistics can give you a picture to say millions of people in Africa, they are still suffering and they still need food.
Mm.
But it's not everyone who is recorded. There are those remote areas that you only see them when you see a journalist from outside, who sometimes you think, which is a point at some point where they come to look for, a picture which they want.
Mm.
But in some situation, you cannot run away from it. There are still people who are still suffering. There are still people who are not connected in terms of electrical network, in terms of, frequency, just of communication. And it's a lot of challenge. And the other thing also, and it's debatable, when you have a person like Ibrahim Traore, I know a lot of people will be angry with me for this. He's a very good guy, and he's doing what is good for his people. But in terms of the context of how African things should operate, you are not supposed to outsee the government like that, because that is not the principle of democracy.
Mm.
And it's a trend, especially when you look at countries in the West. When you look at most of the country, realize or think that taking over the government through military is the best way, but it could be needed at that moment. But when you look at the history of those countries, particularly those who were colonized by the French, they never see true democracy. But if you have a good dictator, I'm sorry to put it this way, if you have a good military leader to say, you will succeed. But what about others with a different mentality? That is the only question I need to ask, because how people run their things is different. But if you have somebody who took government by military, which is not needed, a person like Traore is doing more than what it was projected, even better than a lot of people who were elected, or most of the people who were elected. And then that's something that needs to be debated about. But, and the other thing is corruption. We cannot move forward with corruption. We cannot move forward with corruption, and that is one of the challenges that Africa is facing. Because I was talking to one guy, he's an analyst, to say, no, Namibia is a very beautiful country, and there's no corruption in Namibia. He said he was provoking. He wanted to get me into the conversation. I said, no, we have a little bit of here. No, he said, no, that is not corruption. Those are simple things. Go to countries in Central Africa. You just see a truck full of minerals. They say, no, that is for General Zafia. You are in the military. No one can touch you.
Mm.
And then I say, yeah, but there's a lot of things happened. We just have a bank which disappeared just in front of our eyes, and never come. And example, a robbery, a haste of a diamond, diamond company, and a lot of things. But I think those are some of the challenges which Africa is still facing. And those are some of the challenges that Africa need to work on. And the other thing is dependability. And I think that is something that every African country is suffering from.
Yeah.
We believe that we cannot do it without the assistance of other people from either west or east or northern part of the world. We believe that we can't do it. And even our leaders are still continuing to set that pace to say we cannot really survive without, assistance from others. And this dependability will never be solved until African leaders, they come together and unite. Because, Zafia, if you look at, I like watching, Pan-African Parliament. You know, Pan-African Parliament was started in the early 2000 around 2004. But what is happening is that same African people, but different section of the continent. Those who are from the north, they think, no, we are Arabs. We are not really Africans and so on.
Mm.
Then you have the Francophones.
Like the Egypts.
Yeah, the Egypts, guys from Morocco, Libya, and all those ones.
They're not
really Africans. Yeah. They are part of Arab Union or something, but they're African. Okay. Then you look at the problem is between Anglophone and Francophones. Always there. Those who are colonized by France.
Mm.
Because people always say, no, if you are colonized by France, they colonize you to that extent that you think you are French. They think they are not African. They caucus on their own. They are on their own, and it's inhibiting progress. You can see it in Parliament to say no. The Francophone and Agrophone, the one who are speaking English, they don't talk, and just simple things. Then you ask yourself, how are we going to reach African goal?
Hmm.
If people are thinking they are not Africans, but they are in Africa. You know, I'm not African. And somebody was making a joke with me to say, it could be because of colonialism. Maybe something that we need to change.
Mm.
Part of young people in our neighbor, beautiful neighbor Angola, they think they are Portuguese also. Yeah, and you can't argue with them. But the question that you're asking yourself is that how can we move away from these basic things to build the Africa that we want? Because we have everything. We are just divided.
As long as we are ashamed.
Yeah.
As long as we want to be Europeans, or we'll never really fully take charge of our African.
Yeah, we can't.
How can I say heritage? Because, Africa holds a strong heritage.
Yeah.
And if you really go read up on it,
yeah,
it really made me being proud being an African.
Mm-hmm.
Because also for the longest time, yes, Namibia is African, but so much also European, right?
Mm,
because
mm.
of our colonizers, let's say that.
Yeah.
But we need to embrace our African, the African roots within ourselves to really value who you are as an African.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day, Europeans stand together as Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that is what Africa needs to do to strengthen and to overcome most of these.
Yeah.
Poverty and all that.
And yeah.
Because I don't think there's a lack of it. I think it's more a mindset.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that our African leaders need to cut off ties with US, China, Russia. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
Of course, we'll always need each other.
Yeah.
But to some extent, you can't get more than you give.
Mm-hmm. And also stop backstabbing each other when you are going to.
Exactly.
When you are going to
for
either
your
ways.
Personal meetings.
Yeah. Because we have seen it, in most cases. You know, when European countries are going to vote at, UN General Assembly, if there is a motion, in most cases, they stand together. But in Africa, you know what is very funny? You know, Kenya has always been out with their votes. People are voting to say, no, Africa, we are standing here. This is what African want. Then one country here, the other one here. Then you realize to say, no, they see a long way to go. Because even at an international level, because when you are going there, you are going there as Africa.
Exactly.
Yeah, but there is still some tension between some African countries who are African, but they think differently. And they think, okay, let's take the caller.
Good evening, Eagle FM.
Sorry. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I think I came very early.
No. You didn't come early.
You're on time.
You're on time.
Oh, that's good. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yes, Africa, yesterday we were told that is the one that is feeding the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and maybe in that context, you see very well that maybe in terms of population, then the natural resources and things like that, and the raw material going there to be converted into finished products. And in terms of service also, you see that many people flock to Europe. Some of them, they are in the pretext of refugee status.
Mm.
Of course, we have got conflict, armed conflict, which is really is worrying. Even the political leaders and everybody is worried so much.
Mm.
And this conflict started a long time ago. And it's actually fueled by, you know, this is a geopolitics that France know better about the issues. And in terms of the socio-economic development, it's been hindered. And you know very well that still, in terms of the capacity, we are still lacking. So when it comes to this bargaining, for example, these people are still giving us some preconditions.
Yeah.
The so-called developed countries.
Mm.
Even when we need some loan from the International Monetary Fund.
Yeah.
Or even this African Bank that is there, or the World Bank.
Mm.
All those financial instruments, they give us so much problem. They say we cannot qualify to even get a tender for water infrastructure.
Yeah. Now, what can we do?
Yeah, for us, ourselves is a good question.
Mm.
We need now to examine ourselves, obviously, with the support of them, because they are supposed to give us some kind of, to restore some of this dignity that they have destroyed. It can also come in forms of, the restoration can come in form of finance and giving us some kind of assistance.
Yeah.
You know, concessional loans and issues of that nature. But ourselves, because everything is upon ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be more patriotic enough and not to be allowed to be used by the people who just want to, you know, for political stomach. Because most of these things that are coming is because it's ourselves. We are the one fighting among ourselves. We are not united, like you are saying. So when are we going to be more patriotic to make sure that, like, people who have freed Africa? Yeah, Namibia is a recent example, you know already. And because and you know the blood and the suffering that was perpetuated in terms of all the structures, you can think of any.
Yeah.
From the legal system, all these things. It was based on the racial discrimination. So now, for us, we have now reconciled ourselves.
Yeah.
We are now moving together.
Yeah.
And still, even if you see some of this legal stability around,
yeah.
But the reforms and all these things, effort, it's upon ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Work together and make sure that we assist and promote those visions that are, you know, like you are talking about peace and stability. Peace and stability is very, very, very critical. There's nothing that you can do. Forget about social, economic, or whatever kind of development. The people who are running there, all those things, the killing and all this fighting, is because there's lack of peace and stability. There's no law. It's chaotic. So let's support the effort of those forefathers who have created, who have laid the foundation for us to build on upon there. And also now hold each other. As you speak now, the message must, I'm sure the message is getting down to the people, and we now avail information that can help the people to grab those kind of opportunities that are coming. Many a times we don't do that, and people have got that fear, and they say, I cannot do anything. They are discouraged, they are not employed, their thing. But other people are getting the opportunity and they are seeing them. And then so we need to now share this kind of information, because information is the greatest poverty you can ever find.
Okay. Thank you very much for your input.
Welcome, sir.
Yep.
Thank you very much, madam, for granting me an opportunity.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.
The same is wished to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. You got it?
You heard it from our elders also.
Yeah, and it's very clear. It's very clear to say information. If you don't have information, you know, you can live without food. But if you don't have information, you are going to be lacking a lot of things. You even lack information where you are going to get food from the next day. Yeah, because he indicated to say things like what we are discussing today, not just for the sake of discussing, but those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves to say, as an individual who did not really see the Africa before it is now,
yeah,
what can I contribute to this beautiful continent of ours?
Mm.
And you need to ask yourself, why so people of different, you know, people who are, you know, with, I don't want to say better understanding, but how come people travel crossing, you know, rivers and oceans just to come to Africa? Why they are still interested in Africa? Ask yourself that question. Why do Africa is a tourist destination to a lot of people, whether from Europe, North America, South America, Asia, China? Ask yourself that question to say, why every person want to come to Africa? Then you understand that there is something that we are not seeing ourselves, that we also need to make sure that we see it and you use it very well. Because if you ask yourself that question to say, Africa is the only continent that you can find anyone. You can find Arabs, you can find, and I'm saying this with much respect, some people from North America, South America, you can find Europeans, Chinese, now it's, they are good friends,
all walks of life.
Then you are asking yourself, do they want to come just to take pictures and watch? They are still interested with what you cannot see, because experts are telling you to say Africa is sitting on gold. You are sitting on a gold mine, and we are playing on a gold mine. Even if you are suffering, we are standing and sleeping on a gold mine. And there's a lot of undiscovered minerals in this beautiful continent. And the question is that, are we still going to allow these minerals to go the way they have been going with our forefathers, even as we are speaking? Maybe that time we did not know their values, but are we still going to allow this thing to happen or to continue happening? And also the question that you need to ask yourself is that, how is the generation which is coming after you going to rate you? Because remember, you're going to be written in the books of history to say, no, there was Zafia here. After 100 years, we are no more here.
Mm.
And that is a fact of life, to say after 100 years, not even 100, maybe 70 years, you are no more here. Even if you are here, you are not, you don't have that value to contribute anymore. Ask yourself, what did you do at least to contribute one bricks to the Africa that we want?
Just to add on, you said so many people come to Africa.
Yeah.
But apart from them coming as tourists,
yeah,
there are so many countries that want to invest in Africa.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And we all know that people only invest in people that have potential. Even the bank will only borrow you when you have collateral.
But where is our correct? We can't see.
we can't see our own.
It's a very good point, actually.
You understand? People are only interested
in
something that can bring them something.
Yeah.
If you don't have the potential.
Yeah.
If Africa was really not having any potential, there would have not been so many investors. Because let's cut the charity.
Yeah.
Ne?
Yeah.
Africa thought for years they are a charity case, but they're not a charity case.
There's no charity. Even aid.
Because they didn't see their own potential.
Yeah.
But someone else saw their potential and wanted so much to invest in them.
Indeed.
But basically, to invest in us for themselves.
To benefit, they are playing, I don't want to say they are playing with us, but they are making a strategic investment for their long-term gain. Because, like you said, you only get something from the bank when they assess you very well.
When they can actually see that
they can get,
this will not be a risk for
us.
But this will actually bring us more money.
No, it's something that really I was asking myself. You know, when you look at things like green hydrogen, somebody said, this money that we are using is not our money. It's not our money. A lot of companies, and you are asking yourself this question to say, how come? And these guys, they don't gamble. Business people, if you see an investor from Europe, they don't gamble. They see to say, no matter the situation, there is something here.
If you do it from a catalyst mindset.
Yeah. And they calculate to say, no, there's a little bit of green hydrogen. Mm. Let's invest here. In the future, we are going to get something. But we are still in doubt. Even if we have a bank full of money from investors around the world, we are still in doubt to say, no, is this a real project or is a bogus project? It's going to disappear or so on. Yes. But the question you're asking yourself is that why everyone is moving to Africa? And I'm very happy that, Trump also, approved that he's coming to South Africa for the first time. I think it's also the time now Africa to set a different tone.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's rare to see those, you know, presidents from other countries, you know, especially the first world, what is called the first world, Western world. I think Biden only came 2 times.
But at least he was here.
He was here
Trump
before.
Trump was never here.
Yeah, Trump was never here. And even when they come to Africa, it's history. But we are traveling every and after every month we go to their countries.
All this.
And it's not even news. It's not even news, but yeah.
I mean, even if we have to go sit in a bus.
Don't go ahead.
No,
it's true. Even if you go to and sit on the bus or maybe even a bicycle. You at least they want to show. There is a president, I think it's a president of is Malawi, who went to attend the visual meeting in Europe, and it was very funny because I think it was during COVID, but he realized, you know, I have to be there.
Mm.
But even if he went there, he still went to attend the meeting online because of COVID things. And it's something that we need to look at, but I think we have around, 3 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. And, you can still engage us in the studio at 0832-888-401-083-288-401. So you can, contribute to the conversation. And maybe Zafia, what do you think about African progress in the next, 20 years? What is your prediction? I mean, let's look at 10 years.
Let me say, I think something.
Are we moving?
We are going to move.
Okay.
Not at the rate that we would expect.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because I think as Africans, we still need to get rid of that toxic corruption within us, you know, that greed of what can I have for myself?
Yeah.
Once that, but it will take time.
Indeed.
You know,
indeed.
I think it also has to do with the oppression that we went through as Africans.
Yeah.
And now that we're in power, we just want to actually enjoy this greed for ourselves. You know, when someone hasn't had something for a very long time.
Yeah.
Doesn't know this power. It still holds on for a very long time. So I think there will be progress.
Yeah.
Probably not at the rate we expected, but there will be small strides, no? But I think as Africans, we need to start standing together as one.
Yeah.
We need to support our current African brother.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a vision.
Yeah.
And he's not only having a vision.
Who is that?
Implementing that vision.
Who is that?
The famous Taure.
Okay.
Implementing his vision. Let's see. He's just been in power for 3 years.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
And we see great things happening.
No, he must be protected. He's actually need to be protected.
Apart from protecting, we need to get on that wagon because it's moving.
Yeah, the wagon is moving.
The wagon is moving. So let's not, after 5 years, analyze and still see the same things we saw 5 years ago.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying is progress is progress, no matter how small.
Yeah.
But we cannot, after 5 years, come back to where we are sitting now. And still see the same things happening in Namibia.
Yeah, and I just think that, you know, Africa just in general, whether it's African leaders or African citizens, we just need a little bit of, self-esteem boost.
Yeah.
Just to have that, belief in ourselves and understanding to say, we don't need to be from, any country, and you are not even born in the wrong continent. To start with, you are not born in the wrong continent, and you don't need to run away from Africa.
No.
And the only thing that you can find better things to do in Africa. Why other people are moving toward Africa? Why are you running away from your home continent? So I think, with this word, I think, in terms of African progress, we have moved and we still have a lot to work on. And yeah, it's always very good to make sure that, we understand our history and not to repeat it again, especially when you talk about minerals and value addition. It has been something which has been said for a long time, but we need to work on that. And from there, I think we are almost at the end of our program. And yeah.
And from us, David and Zafia, good night.
Shab shab.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM Namibia.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the...
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.